sports, Amos Kiplagat and Marion Kibor were crowned the winners of Kapsabet Half Marathon 21 km road race held in Nandi County on Sunday. Kiplagat, who trains in Nandi, ran a brilliant race from behind before increasing the pace in the last 3 km to win in a time of 62 minutes 47 seconds and 7 milliseconds in the men category, followed by Robert Keta from Elgeyo Marakwet, who timed 63 minutes 4 seconds and 6 milliseconds, and third position went to Joshua Kimutai Elgeyo Marakwet. Speaking after winning the race, Kiplagat, who has never competed in any marathon race, said he was happy to have emerged the winner, adding that he will now concentrate working hard to ensure he wins future races. "I am so happy with the results. It is a good preparation ground for future races," he said. Keta, who came in second place, said the race was tough, but he enjoyed the course. "I thank God for the second position and I'll believe next time things will work out better. Being my first race, I'll have gained a lot of experience." In the women's category, Kibor, who hails from Nandi, broke the tape in winning the race with a time of 71 minutes 34 seconds and 56 milliseconds, followed by Gladys Singor from Baringo, who timed 73 minutes 29 seconds and 31 milliseconds, while Joan Chepkoske sealed the podium positions with 74.08.93. "I am so glad to have emerged a winner today, and that gives me more reasons to continue working hard. I believe this win will open new avenues for me," she said. In the 10 km men category race, Daniel Kinyanjui from Nakuru secured the first place in a time of 27 minutes 24 seconds and 79 milliseconds. Second position went to Ronsa Konga from Baringo, and Dismas Lokira from West Pokot took the third. In the women category, Pamela Kosge from Elgeyo Marakwet took the first position with a time of 31 minutes 19 seconds and 31 milliseconds, followed by Millicent Kemboy, and third position went to Emmy Jepkemoy, both from Elgeyo Marakwet. Nandi Governor Stephen Sang said, "Today is a historic day as we inaugurate the first ever Kapsabet Half Marathon, a celebration of athleticism, community and resilience in the athletic realm. We are steadfast in our dedication to our athletes, promising to continue our relentless efforts in providing them with the necessary support and resources. Christ is the Answer Ministries, CITAM, in partnership with Kenya Tourism Board and Athletics Kenya, were the main sponsors of the race, whose aim is to support and nurture upcoming athletes and give them a chance to showcase their talent. With a theme, Run Green, Run Clean, the race, whose start point was at Nandi Bears Club in Nandi Hills and ended in Kipchoge Kaino Complex in Kapsabet Town, is a celebration of the boundless talents in athletics and also an opportunity for the church to mentor athletes and educate them on the importance of winning clean without using body enhancement drugs." CITAM Bishop David Ogunde said Kapsabet is known for producing many champions, but they have not had any marathon run. That is why the church thought it will be a good idea for them to sponsor this first marathon, so that it can bring together many champions across the country. "This is one way of tapping talents at grassroots level and encouraging our young people to follow their roots and not to involve in practices that are not acceptable in the society." Ogunde, who is also the chairperson of EACC, called upon athletes to stop taking shortcuts in life, adding that corruption cannot build a nation, instead it destroys it. "This idea of taking shortcuts in life so that you can reach a place you want can only destroy you. We encourage men and women, when given an opportunity to serve the public, just do your work diligently, serve your people faithfully, and God will reward you," he said. The winners received shush 250,000, while second and third place finishes pocketed shush 150,000 and shush 100,000 respectively.